Well, thanks for having me here. Always nice to. I like Capra. I learn lots of new things every time. So this is a talk. It's a quick, report on a paper that we put out, a few months ago with Chris Moore, Elliot Finch, and Riccardo Buscicchio here in Birmingham. And it's about testing GR, in particular, looking at waveform systematics in catalog tests. So the whole goal is to try and understand if and how your mismodeling in the waveform can actually pile up and conspire against you. And now let's try to see what this is about. Okay, somewhat a provocative question. I come out on the archive tomorrow and I tell you that I've seen a deviation from GR. Now, would you believe me? Well, many of you would say no, and you're probably right. So I quote Sagan here saying that extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. Now, saying the same thing in a more Bayesian sense, we all have, I guess, a strong prior in favor of GR, and that's rightly so, right? I mean, GR, our confidence in GR has been built on a century of experimental, confirmation or so. So any claims will need to be, we will need to, do our job. It's on our shoulders to really convince ourselves first and then everyone that, GR needs to, that we are seeing something more. Then, of course, in the usual suspects in all this business are model systematics. So are you really seeing a deviation from the theory, or your model are just not good enough at modeling the theory itself? Now, you want to do, obviously, more and more stringent tests as time goes on. So what you ideally want to do in a catalog era, so in a scenario where, like LIGO is now, we have many events, more or less of the same class, want to try and put many events together to get better tests. Now, all I'm gonna, the problem that I have in mind for this talk is the LIGO, business where we find ourselves now. But this is all very general, so it could apply to, EMRIs tomorrow if, as we hope, we're gonna have many EMRIs and we're gonna test GR with catalogs of EMRIs. Now, let's take the point that, we're gonna test our models, the LIGO folks do it now, and so let's pick models that are good enough for single events. And the question I'm gonna ask is, can even models that are good enough for individual events, can the systematics trick me into thinking that I'm seeing cool physics when these small individual systematics all pile up? All right, so before going into how the systematics pile up, it's worth asking, how do you actually put the events together? And these are non-trivial questions, which ultimately depend on what theory and what thing you want to test. And Aaron here has a very nice paper from a few years ago. You can distinguish mainly two extreme cases. On the left, the box on the left, I'm thinking about a test where there's a fundamental parameter which is shared among many events. So say, the mass of the graviton, that's one universal constant for all the events. What you want to do in this case is to analyze the individual events and multiply their likelihoods. You could also have another scenario where the thing that you're trying to test depends on the events themselves. So say a scalar charge for the black hole. Each black hole will have their own scalar charges. So what you want to do here is instead build evidence event by event and then multiply the bias factors together. And these two extrema can be connected in, with some fancy statistics, and Max Easy here has a paper on this. So now, okay, so in all the following, I'm gonna assume that GR is right. It's the correct description of reality, and try and look at how, as the number of events increases, how the waveform systematics combine. All right, so it's a very simple and linearized scenario. It's much like a Fisher metric style calculation with nice Gaussians and analytical integrals, but it does highlight some key features. So we have a beyond GR model described by a given set of beyond GR parameters alpha, such that GR is reconstructed when alpha is zero. So my model for the signal has some noise, of course, that's noise, the experimental noise, a GR waveform that is injected with alpha equal, the true value is zero. As I was saying, I'm assuming GR is right. And then I put explicitly a model, a waveform error. So these are the systematics I'm talking about. Now, if you plug these things into a Fisher-like calculation, what you find is that these are Fisher metrics, so things are going to be Gaussian, that the posterior, or the likelihood if your prior on alpha is flat, is a Gaussian, where the maximum likelihood value has two contributions, a statistical and a systematic term. The statistical offset contains the noise, N here, no inner product with the wavefront derivative in the Fisher you know, formalism, which it's going to scale inversely proportional with the signal-to-noise ratio, and that makes sense, right? The louder your event, the smaller your statistical error, your statistical offset will be from the true value. You're also going to have a systematic offset, which instead of the noise involves this other term, delta H, here. And the scaling here, there are two things that are important. Well, one of them is the mismatch, so how good your waveform, how good you are at modeling GR. But there's also another parameter which we parameterize in terms of an angle iota, which is basically the direction in which your systematic errors are pushing you, whether they're pushing you towards GR or away from GR, if that makes sense. Right, so standard deviation is, again, some more elements of the Fisher matrix. There's nothing fancy here. And given this is Gaussian, you can compute bias factors analytically, which, has again, contains the maximum likelihood values, the statistical plus the systematics component. So all of this was for a single event. Now we want to put many of them together, either by multiplying the likelihood, the posteriors, or by multiplying the bias factors. All right, so let's do the two cases one at a time. So in these plots here, I'm multiplying the likelihood. So remember, this is a case where there's the same parameter that is shared among all the events, say the mass of the graviton. We are distributing SNR in a realistic quoted fashion, meaning with the power law, with the spectral index of -4 as predicted just by, you know, the luminosity distance dependence. With a lower cutoff, which is relatively high, so an SNR of 20, with the idea that, you know, for doing this precise test of GR, you're unlikely to want to use events that are right there at threshold. So let's be conservative and only use golden events. So in these plots, there's the size of the catalog on the x-axis, so a few events, say one event down here, and many events on the right. I'm plotting on the y-axis the bias factor in favor of a deviation from GR. Now, the injection, remember, my assumption was the GR is right. So large negative values means that GR is right, and my analysis tells me that it's actually the right description. Big values means that GR is right, but when I analyze the data, I actually think that it's wrong. There are two cases here. The two colors are two distribution of mismatches, which, again, this is all very hand wavy or so. So we pick two simple distribution, which are supposed to model a good and a bad waveform models in terms of systematics. And crucially, there are two cases. One of them in which these angles between the direction, so the direction which the GRR, the non-GRR, the systematics is pushing you, whether towards or away from GR, it's, you know, randomly distributed. So in some sense, the systematics, each event pushes you in a different direction, or a pessimistic case in which all the systematics conspire to push you away from GR, which is this cos iota equal one. So the models are supposed to be good enough for one event. So for one event, you cannot, you cannot really tell. And now let's look at how the evidence, you know, builds up. For the case where the systematics cancel out and we're multiplying the likelihood, things stays flat. It's like each event is pushing you, it's giving you some evidence in favor or against GR or so that, you know, nothing really changes as the catalog increases. For the pessimistic case, instead, where systematics conspire, that's precisely what happened. The systematics conspires. So already with this setup, at about tens, 100 maybe or so events, you're tricked into thinking that there's strong evidence in favor of a deviation from GR. So in this example, with 100 events at SNR greater than 20, you think that GR is disfavored with a bias factor of 10 to the 200 or something like this. So, you know, evidence, but there's no theory here. These are all waveform errors. And of course, when this becomes important, it strongly depends on how good your waveform is, so how the mismatches are distributed. So this is the analogous case where we, so same plot, same structure, but here we are multiplying the bias factors, testing a parameter that is different between each event, say a scalar charge. Now, in this case, because you're multiplying the bias factor, is somewhat analogous to summing squares instead of summing linearly the function. So whether the systematic pushes you away or towards GR, it doesn't really matter here. But some interesting thing can happen is that depending on whether the systematics are big or small enough, there are two effects, the systematics and then the increasing accuracy that you get by putting together many events. And well, either of the two can win. So in this specific case, on both panels, the bad waveform models, enters the danger zone where you think that GR is increasingly disfavored. The good waveform model, so if your systematics are under control, in this case, you think with increasing accuracy that GR is right, which is the actual thing that was the actual assumption here. All right, so this is, I'm done here. So this is a very simple, calculation. It's all Fisher matrix, all analytic Gaussians or so on, but it highlights at least two things. So first, which is something that, we kind of obvious, that systematics can mimic new interesting physics, but crucially things get worse, or at least things get more challenging when combining multiple events in a catalog test. And even if a waveform model is good enough for one event and has been, trained and shown to be the systematics are under control or so, you got to be careful when putting many events together. And that's the same way for mobile model by not be good enough for a catalog test, or might be good for some tests and not others. There are three key ingredients that enters this game, which we believe are sufficiently general. First is the alignment between the waveform systematics and the waveform, modeling and the GR deviation, whether it's conspiring you to all in the same direction, and you don't really know because you don't know that your systematics really in the first place. Second, what test we are performing, whether we are testing the mass of the graviton or the scalar charge, so how you're actually putting the data together. Third, the waveform accuracy itself, so these two mismatches distribution that I have. And that's highly non-trivial because it's going to depend on the GR parameters. So, for LIGO, we are very good at modeling equal mass non-spinning black holes, but not that very good at modeling extreme mass ratio and extreme spins. So if your golden event with SNR of 20 happens to have a large spin, well, that's the regime where the systematics are larger. So how the waveform axes are distributed depends in a non-trivial way on the actual events are in the parameter space. And well, although this is all very simple, we point out that this could potentially be a relatively urgent problem, showing up already with order tens of events.
Davide?
Greater than 20, and I'm done. Sorry for that.
No problem.
Thanks.
The fastest raised hand is already, again from Paolo.
Thanks, Paolo. You're muted.
Yes. Ciao, Davide. Sorry, one quick question. Can you go back to the slide when you were showing the two plots, the first one, the other?
Okay.
Yeah, so something that I find interesting in the left panel is that even in this sort of good case, so to speak, when the systematic cancel out, still within the error bars, say if I take the orange error bars, the log B factor can be say 20, which is not small. I mean, that's right. in a decimal base will be 4, which is like very strong evidence. Do you have any comment?
That's right. I mean, that's an even more common. I mean, these error bars, they are multiple realization of the same of catalogs of the same sizes, but in reality, we're going to have a single catalog. So that we're going to have a single realization. And even in this case, I mean, if you're unlikely and you're up here, you're right. It's a bias factor of 20 against or in favor below of GR, which is really telling you that, putting events together, it's tricky. And one needs to be very careful at what you're claiming and what specific test you're performing.
Good, we have time for another question from Martin. You should be able to speak.
Hi, thank you, David. Very nice talk. So can this be used to set up a criteria for how good our waveforms need to be in order to?
Yes, in a
concrete way.
Yes, but it depends on things. I mean, a waveform can be good enough for performing a specific test with a specific number of events. That's what we are trying to say. So if you're multiplying the likelihoods and have 100 events with SNR greater than 20, you can reverse engineer and find the kind of mismatch that you get, that you need, right? But keep in mind that the mismatch depends on where the event is in parameter space, what I was trying to say. So my takeaway, you know, I think the key message of this paper is that it's very tricky to, you know, even understanding when, what tests are possible and when a model is good enough for what.
Yeah, it's worth some thought, because obviously, yeah, especially for Lisa, we're currently thinking about sort of what are the goals that we need to set for our waveforms.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it would be good, and especially since tests of GR are very important for every waveforms, it would be good for some key tests to sort of figure out what accuracies will be required.
I think I don't have an answer. What I'm saying here is that the catalog problem of adding testing with many events piled up, it's hard. It's tricky, even conceptually.
Thank you.